This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Chicago police say there's no known threat here following yesterday's terror attack in Manhattan, but they did boost security downtown and around Navy Pier. Eight people are dead, at least 11 injured after a man drove a truck down a popular Manhattan bike path. He was shot and captured by police. He's an Uzbek native who came to the U.S. legally in 2010. President Trump is responding this morning by tweeting at Fox News about merit-based immigration and criticizing Senator Chuck Schumer. The New York Democrats reply, he guesses it's not too soon to politicize a tragedy and is calling on Trump to restore cuts to anti-terrorism funds in the president's proposed budget. The state of Illinois has added more data that will allow people shopping for health insurance to compare plans on and off the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Open enrollment begins today and runs through December 15th. A victim's rights advocate has publicly accused an Illinois state senator of sexually harassing her and state leaders of doing nothing about her complaint. Denise Rothmeyer is running as a Republican for a state house seat in Lake County. Democrat Ira Silverstein of Chicago denies it, but apologized for making Rothmeyer uncomfortable. CME Group plans to open a futures market in the digital currency Bitcoin if federal regulators give the Chicago-based exchange the thumbs up. Local finance titan Ken Griffin has donated $125 million to the University of Chicago's Department of Economics. It's the second largest gift in U of C history. It's 8:02 on XRT. Tonight, the Blackhawks host the Flyers, the Bulls play in Miami, and the decisive Game 7 after the Dodgers beat the Astros in Game 6 of the World Series 3-1. There's a chance of light rain this afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. Light rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow a chance of rain with highs in the upper 50s. It's 38 at the Lake in Midway and 37 degrees at O'Hare.
Perhaps stung by the experience of rushing out to purchase more candy the last two Halloweens, I became the panicky guy last night.
Really?
Not my wife. I was the panicky guy because we started out giving out two candies per trick-or-treater. Because my wife points out, you know, these days, the small candies have gotten smaller and smaller. She feels it's unfair. They deserve two candies. And she likes to let them pick the two candies themselves, you know, from the selection. And so we're giving out two candies, and they're just hordes of kids on the block, and we're going through bags of candy like a hot knife through butter, and I start back off! We don't have enough candy! We gotta give them just one candy a person!
You're a big shot. Why aren't you just giving out full-size candy bars?
I have in the past. I did not procure the candy this year. So
you need to plan ahead better.
The thing is that it slowed to a trickle, and my panicking means that I can offer you a lot of candy today if you'd like, man. Some candy bars. Would you like some chocolate? Would you like some Snickers? They're very little Snickers bars. Would you like 10 or 12 Snicker bars this morning?
Weren't you just making fun of people who are bringing in candy to the office today?
That is incorrect. I threatened them with prison yesterday for bringing in extra candy.
Well, into the hoosegow with you.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, I think we all deserve an anthem for our time. That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.